Hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil are still gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. And John, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, how difficult it is to drill at that depth. What a technological achievement it is to be able to do that safely, clearly. Not quite so safely.
Well, the easy oil has all been found. It's all about deep water and deep earth drilling, that's for sure.
What a coincidence you should say that, because BP is in the process, as we speak, of beginning a controversial drilling project 3 miles off the coast of Alaska. They are hoping to set records. They will drill 2 miles under the sea and then 6 to 8 miles horizontally to get a tap into what they believe is roughly 100 million barrel reservoir. This comes from an article with our partner, the New York Times, is in the paper today. The project is called Liberty, and the author of the article is Ian Urbina, national correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Ian, how is it possible that BP could move forward with this and skirt around the existing moratorium on offshore drilling?
It's not clear why they were given a pass, but it does seem pretty ironic that the company that caused the problem and led to the moratorium is the one and only company that's being allowed to go forward up in the Arctic. And it also seems pretty ironic that this is a company that, to some degree, was pushing the technological limits in the Gulf, and that may have contributed to the disaster there. And here again in the Arctic, in a different way, they're looking to set a world record and testing the limits of technology there as well with this project.
Well, one of the things that's extremely surprising in your article is the process by which this project got approved and the people who evaluated it. Can you talk a little bit about who gave the okay?
Yeah, I mean it's the kind of third big lesson of the story, because one thing we learned in the Gulf was that we need to take a close look at the lax oversight and the relation, the sort of coziness between regulators and industry. And here again in the Arctic, we had two current federal regulators, they're scientists who work with the Minerals Agency, tell us that for some reason the environmental review that the federal regulators are supposed to do of the project was taken away from the unit that normally handles it and given to a different unit that's more pro-development, and that unit allowed BP to write its own environmental review and hand it to the federal regulators for approval, which is highly unusual and real source of concern as to whether there's been sufficient oversight.
Explain to me also this method of drilling that experts say is so dangerous, extended reach, which is what we talk about when they say that they're going 2 miles down and then 6 to 8 miles horizontally.
Yeah, so it's a very new technology. I mean, it's been done in different forms for a while, but it's never been done to this distance. BP is sort of the leader in the industry, and it brings distinct hazards. It has distinct benefits as well, though. If you want to do drilling in a place that's very delicate, then you don't have to plop the rig down right there. Instead, you can plop it down, you know, miles away and come down underneath the sensitive habitat. So that's an upshot, and some environmentalists like that about it. But the risk is it's really not been done before, so we don't know what a spill, what a blowout would look like in this scenario. And also the kicks, the gas kicks, these bubbles that come up, are more frequent and harder to detect with this type of drilling. And as you know, in the Gulf, it's one of those very kicks that cause the blowout. So that's a real source of concern.
Indeed. Well, Ian, let's go back for a moment to this issue you just raised, that they took the environmental review away from one agency, gave it to another that you describe as pro-development. When did this happen, first of all?
So this is in 2007.
2007. All right. So it predated the Gulf issue, right? Or what we're looking at now down
that's
in
right.
The Gulf with BP. But nevertheless, why would the administration allow this to proceed? It seems to me that the whole notion of an environmental review would need to be recast in light of what we're seeing in the Gulf. And if it's brand new technology, if you were to have a blowout under any of that 10 miles of pipe that they're going to be drilling, I mean, you could have the same thing happen.
I mean, it's a good question, and I think the current administration, again, remember, these decisions in 2007 were made before the Obama administration, and so I imagine, and before, like you said, the blowout in the Gulf, I imagine that the current administration is going to have to take a hard look at this project and go back and look at the environmental assessment that was done and the Endangered Species Act approval process, which also was allowed to be done by the company, not the regulators. So I don't have a good answer. I think they probably will have to go back and reassess the entire project.
Well, BP, as you say, is moving forward with this project. When are they expected to break ground?
Well, they have one permit left to get. They're aiming to start in the fall, and they said that after BP officials made that announcement after the blowout in the Gulf. So their plan is to go forward, and the rig is almost finished. But they do still need to get one final approval from the federal government, and that may be how the federal government can stop the process.
Well, you also write that other oil wells from other companies like Shell Oil have been stopped. Have those companies responded to the fact that this project is moving forward?
You know, they haven't. They're sort of I know from Shell sources that there's a lot of consternation about it, but they're not willing to go on record and grouse about it.
Okay. We actually spoke with Darrell Willis, who's the vice president of resources at BP today. He says he's not even familiar with this project up in Alaska that's moving forward. Does that surprise you, Ian?
A little bit, but it's a huge company, and the Alaska division is sort of operates on its own.
Okay, Ian Urbina, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. You can see this article in the paper today, and head over to our website, thetakeaway.org. You can hear that interview that we did earlier today with Darrell Willis, the new public face for BP.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.